I'm starting to wonder if I think black dudes are nerds now, man. I think they lost it. I'm like, because the anime dude, I saw the anime and I was like, all right, whatever. Now, do you see the finger spinners?
Yeah.
They just walk around. I'm like, all right, dude, fuck no. You guys lost me. I used to blindly be like, well, if you guys, this is
probably
cool.
Well, no, it's not that they're nerds. It's just, it's not cool to be the pop culture. And black people are pop culture.
No, I'm thinking more like the things they got into. Like anime, I was like, I'll give you that one. Then it was like hoverboards. I'm like, you guys look like fucking retards on these things. And then now it's the finger spinners. I'm like, all right, you guys clearly are fucking losing it. I think they're losing the mojo, dude. They're losing
their
awesome.
I'll tell you what,
awesome,
I listened to a song. Yeah, I think because I've been listening to this, a lot of the new rap, and it's all like emo.
Yeah.
It's all like, all my friends are dead. All my friends are dead. Like, that's a song. The one song's like,
Jesus.
By Logic, that's just like, I wish I was dead.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Black dudes, young black kids are fucking emo as fuck right now.
You know what's
now.
Happening? There's a lot of Molly being eaten.
They're emo.
It's making
them
emo. I watched the documentary and they're like popping Molly's in the studio and they're like, I miss my cousin. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? This sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop fucking spinning that shit, dude.
They're all singers. Yeah, they're getting emo, dude.
I think there's just a weird, like, as white dudes are losing power, it's just this weird, like, fucking homeostasis of, like, their cool points are slowly getting sucked in.
You think white dudes are losing power?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I mean, it's just, like, we just got knocked down a peg, and I think the, like, white power to fucking black coolness.
Why do you chill with fucking
white
power?
I'm not saying white power. I'm saying, like,
you are saying white power.
That to black coolness.
Dude, this is not what I wanted from this cast.
It's not bad. Listen, it's just, please, hear me out.
Right,
I'm saying,
sorry.
I'm not fucking, obviously, a white nationalist. I'm saying, like, the overarching thing, and they'll say, too, like, the systematic white power to black coolness is a ratio that has to maintain even at all times. So as white dudes slip, they start fucking.
Yeah, that's what I was
anime.
Saying. Like they become more pop culture.
Yeah,
it's not underground and counterculture anymore, which is cool.
Yeah.
Counterculture is cool.
I'm thinking more nerdy, dude. I'm not even thinking.
Yeah,
like,
but now
mainstream.
They're getting comfortable enough that they can. You know, you don't have to be hardcore all the time. You can talk about fucking Dragon Ball Z a little bit,
dude. But nobody does. No, you can't.
You
that's
be nerdy.
That's nerd stuff.
Of course, it's nerdy. But we've always had nerds because white people have always been allowed to be themselves.
That's true.
Black people are finally becoming themselves, and now I don't know if they're going to like what they see.
What?
They're
turn
out
they're
just
inner
as,
nerd?
They're just as corny as white people. All those fucking goofy fucking outfits they wear every day, pretty soon that's going to be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Put on a t-shirt and jeans, dude. Fucking
hell
chill.
Yeah. Tuck it in.
Tuck in those fucking t-shirts.
Hike those fucking dungarees.
Hike those fucking dungarees up and study, dude. Get your clean up your room and study. No more palling around with your buddies and your blunts.
Dude, we gotta start taking the blunts off the street.
Fuck yeah.
That's a good fucking move.
Sitting around playing hip hop music all hours of the night.
Yeah.
It's time for you and your buddies to fucking study.
I don't know.
Those trousers.
I think that's happening, man.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
The hoverboards, the fucking Digimon, or
for
they
sure.
might just be further into the future than us.
Black dudes?
Yeah, just like
I don't think
anime hoverboards, finger spinners. I don't know what the fuck those things are.
No.
They might be on a different timeline, dude.
Dude, I was at the
They're in the future.
I was at the corner store.
Yeah.
And I saw like five black it was packed. It was Saturday night.
Okay.
There was like a block party.
Yeah.
And then like old black ladies were buying like candy.
Okay.
It's just weird. Seeing like adults be like, yeah, could I get a bag of Cheetos and some Swedish fish?
Dude.
They were like 40.
I told you about my brief tryst with the lady who owned a convenience store.
No.
I never told you about that?
No, I don't think.
When I was, this was like 5 or 6 years ago, before my first marriage, I was like dating this lady. I met her in the Restaurant Depot. And, you know, we hit it off, obviously. I let her put her stuff on my, like, big Home Depot cart thing.
Oh, boy.
So, dude, this lady owned a convenience store.
Yeah.
So I had fleas in my house. So I had to stay in
this. Wait, what?
I got fleas in my house. I ended up getting a bad flea infestation, so I couldn't be in my house. This lady's like, she had gotten kicked out. Her ex-boyfriend.
You recognize you tried to just slide that into conversation, right?
Oh, I got fleas. It happens, dude.
Sorry. Yeah.
It happens,
so she,
dude.
Something about your ex-boyfriend?
Check your privilege, dude. So her ex-boyfriend got deported for having an AK-47. So she was like, he owned this store, but now it's mine because he got kicked out of the country. So you can come. I'm sleeping in the store right now because I lost my house. So I slept in this convenience store with this lady for like 3 days. And every night before we went to bed, We'd have sex, and then she would like smoke a blunt, chomp Swedish fish, and just pass out.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
They love sweets, dude. They love candy.
I would be laying there. I'm like, you don't want to brush your teeth? And she'd be like, no, I'm good. And I just like,
so sweets.
You're just going to crush fucking. She would like crush a warhead, dude, and fucking go to sleep. Remember, you would watch Madea, and we would sleep on the floor of this convenience store.
You would watch Madea in a convenience store?
We'd lay behind bulletproof glass on the floor, and fucking we watched Madea, and I'd wake up to like the menu. You know, like a DVD menus we're playing?
That's the worst.
I'd just wake up to like an empty condom wrapper and just fucking like half of a drinking like Crystal Light bottle squeezer thing.
Oh, my God, man.
And just be like, what's up, baby? She's a good girl. She was a great girl.
Seeing that like
she took me in, dude.
That like DVD player logo bouncing around the screen like a screensaver.
it was bouncing around the screen. It was like, boy, I'm gonna get you, I just wake up to it on like a pad. Like you would take a pad off a couch of like a futon type thing. We would just sleep on the floor, dude. I'd wake up behind this bulletproof glass, like, oh man.
Yeah, no, I will. This is a little off topic. I'm gonna get off the topic of black people eating candy.
Yeah.
And I do want to point out the fact that fucking Matt just told a story where he laid with a black lady in a convenience store behind bulletproof glass and watched Madea at night. He slept in a fucking bodega for 3 days.
Yeah. That was my baby, dude.
Like a Puerto Rican's cat. Dude, that's fucking insane.
Dude, it was tight. We would like smoke a blunt, and then she would fucking eat Swedish fish, and we'd like make out, and then we'd go to sleep.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of ladies getting candy, and I was just like,
yeah, dude.
That's a weird...
You just crush it.
So back to the hoverboards and fidgets. Yeah. I don't think they're in the future. I think they're all like Tom Hanks and Big.
What's that?
Like where you just grow up, but you're still a little kid.
Oh, my God.
So you get some money, you just start buying fucking random shit. That's like horrible. Toys and candy.
Oh, my God, dude. Now we were on a positive note, dude. Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's a good take. Every older black person is just Tom Hanks and Big. Dude.
They, like, just fucking redeemed their tickets at an arcade. And it's like finger spinners and hoverboards.
Stuffed animals and shit. That's why you see so many black ladies with stuffed animals on the back of their car.
So you're saying that they're just always fucking crushing, like, arcade and racking up. What game do you think they're playing and racking up all those tickets?
They're cheating in skee ball.
Really?
They're sitting up there just throwing the ball in, you know what I mean? They're dunking it in.
I heisted an arcade ticket thing one time.
Really?
It was open. I just fucking ripped a stack out, and the guy was like, these are like 4,000 tickets intact. And I was like, yeah, dude, I fucking hit the jackpot on Snake Canyon.
Snake Canyon. Oh.